The recent mountain fire in Ventura County has not only devastated communities, but also placed an immense mental and emotional strain on first responders and firefighters on the front lines.
Well, joining us now on the Cocoa News Live Line is Dr. Trina Claudia with the nonprofit Given Hour. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about the mental health impacts of responding to natural disasters over and over and over.
Yeah, you know, given first responders' exposure, they are exposed to a lot of chronic stress and traumatic events. And so we do see rising conditions such as post-traumatic stress, anxiety, and depression.
So, I mean, and let's just talk about what causes that. What are they seeing every day that is really sticking with them?
Well, it's often the, as you said, the chronic exposure. So it's a lot of uncertainty. It's shift uncertainty. It's oftentimes it's even a lack of sleep and consistent sleep because of the nature of this 24/7 type of work. But also just having to an emotional strain of having to, you know, work with families and work with people who've been impacted and work with victims. We see over and over that can have a compounding effect on people's mental health.
I mean, sometimes people have tragedies. Sometimes they die. I don't know that I could go to work every single day and know that I could be dealing with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and our first responders are, you know, incredibly resilient group. They take care of each other. They have close ties, oftentimes having family members and friends who, you know, really try to step in those spaces. But what we find is having people to talk to who either A, are professionals, you know, more of the clinical side, but also people who just understand that line of work and understand those stressors can really be a way for people to address some of the mental health and the pressures that they deal with day to day.
Is there anything that we can do to help them?
Yeah, you know, as communities, as organizations, you know, we always encourage people to recognize the signs of stress and distress in yourself and others. And so being able to identify what someone's baseline is and seeing, are there personality changes? Are you seeing them become more agitated or angry with less provocation? Do they seem more withdrawn and not really attending to social events or even a state of not taking care of themselves or even saying or being in a way that seems more hopeless? Those are signs that we want people to pay attention to and not only observe in someone else, but to be able to ask those questions to say, hey, you know, I noticed you seem more withdrawn. I'd love to talk to you about it. Those can really go a long way in helping normalize mental health and giving people an opportunity to talk.
And I would imagine sometimes it's really, really hard for them to say, yes, I do need some help.
Yeah, we do find that. You know, there's still quite a bit of stigma, even though we've made tremendous strides in the last decade, but there tends to be some stigma associated with help seeking, and we find that in certain professions, and first responders are certainly one of those. But it really takes a normalizing of it. So we love it when leadership steps into that space and really shows other people that it's not as scary as they might think and how necessary it is to take care of yourself, just as you do your physical health. And we know first responders, you know, spend a lot of time on physical health, so we want them to spend just as much time on that mental health.
All right. Thank you so much. Good information. Again, Dr. Trina Claudia with the nonprofit Given Hour. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care.